What a K-drama.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
Welcome back to a new season of What a K-drama. I'm Kathleen.
My name is Ilse.
And it's been a while, we know. It's been a hot minute. But, you know, life is life. We are working. We had to watch plenty of dramas to do this.
The research was intense.
You know? Very intense. But Korean dramas have gotten incredible. We have been gifted with amazing productions, a lot of drama, incredible acting, you know?
For sure. I feel like we've been too gifted, too blessed. Because I'm too overwhelmed by all the options, so I end up not watching anything until it's like very last minute, you know?
Yeah, same. So it's been a great couple of months for Korean dramas. The last time we had an episode was about, I think it was last summer actually, summer 2022. Now we're recording this in April 2023, and it's been all right, okay? The productions have been quite insane, and today we're opening this new, this is the sixth season of What a K-Drama actually.
Yes.
We're opening the season with a drama that we both loved. Ilse, because it's right up in her alley. Me, because it was such an amazing production.
I was so surprised when you wanted to watch it to write about it. Because I was like, this is okay. A revenge drama? Like,
yes. So in a minute, I will tell you the reasons why I wanted to watch this. So you will know after, you know. Did you check the background of the writers, the directors, and the cast of this story? That it was literally in my alley, the actors, not the story. You know, it's like, they are in a drama, I'll watch it.
That's fair. Yeah.
So let's kick this off. So today we're talking about The Glory, part 1 and 2, okay? Yes. So let's start with the basics, and that is the directors, the writer, and the release date, actually. So the director for this drama was An Gil-ho, which a few of his projects were Happiness, Record of Youth, and Memories of Alhambra. I've watched all of these productions, and I love his directing style. So with that, I had one take. Like, take, okay, one reason to watch it. Now, it That's comes fair. One of the, a second one that was a big one for me was the writer is Kim Eun-suk, which... She has under her belt The King, Eternal Monarch, Mr. Sunshine, Garden, The Lonely and Great God, or what I call it, Goblin, Descendants of the Song, The Heirs, Gentleman's Dignity, A Secret Garden. I mean, come on.
That's pretty, you know, that's pretty impressive.
This woman is my OG. She started it all with me. Like, my first drama was Gentleman's Dignity. I'm not even joking.
That's so wholesome.
So I was like, okay, she is my OG, okay?
But also, like, the variety.
Yes. Honestly,
that's very impressive.
With the glory, yes. But however, well, Mr. Sunshine as well is a special case. But the other ones are more like rom-coms, you know, most of like, or just romance, or a bit of angst there. But everything falls within the romance genre.
Okay.
You know?
Well, The Glory also had a little romance.
If you can call that romance, look, sure.
Relationship goals, you know. Get your man who supports your goals.
Yes, I suppose. So this drama was, the release for the first part was in December, I'm seeing the 30th of December. And then the second part just came out in March, I believe. And it had in total 16 episodes, okay? So let's talk about the story and then we'll go into the cast, okay? So the story is like about a high school student who dreamed to be an architect, okay? Sounds very wholesome. However, she became a victim of high school violence perpetrated by her fellow students. She drops out of school. She has no support system. She's very lonely and in a very dark place. And then, you know, she was a bit of a phoenix. She decided to be reborn from the ashes and she started to plan a revenge.
Girl. I'm not sure if it's appropriate to call her a phoenix because of the, like, the, what is it, the curler?
Well, she was, I mean.
She was definitely reborn.
Yeah. now these former student is an adult, and she waited for years and planned everything so methodically and detailedly that this woman like spent her full life planning how to get revenge.
You know, it's like, I don't know how she planned that for so many years, because I felt like a lot of the things were very like impulsively decided, if that makes sense.
Some factors, I believe so. However, there were key things that she knew she was going to do.
Yeah, that for sure. Yeah.
And then the dominoes started falling, and then it happened that it helped her plan somehow. So she just started to make quick decisions because she knew these people already. The thing is that the advantage she has is that she had been observing their behaviors and the things they did for years, whereas they had no clue what was going on. They were living their lives, you know?
You know, it's a sign of a good revenge plan when you can still have your, like, skeleton of revenge and then decide the rest on the go to make it as, like, impactful as possible.
Yes.
Nice. Well, nice in fictional world, obviously.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Well, what is interesting about her story is that she was pretty... There was, like, this specific person who was the leader of this bully group, and this girl was very... influential. Her family had money. She basically got away with everything, and she had a perfect life, got married as an adult to the perfect husband, had a child and all of that. On the side, or former dreamer girl that wanted to be an architect decided to become a homeroom teacher, and it happened to become the teacher of the daughter of this woman. And from that point, we get a drama that is incredible in acting. The story just keeps getting better and better. And then when you think that finally is reaching its point, as all of the dramas have, like, the starting point, the peak, and then they drop. No, this one kept, like, I don't know, it was going uphill,
like,
all the time.
A slow uphill.
Yeah, it's like
climax.
I mean, it is insane, because the climax, I think it wasn't the second half of the last episode, we kept getting climax, and I was like, God, you know. But behind this very sad story, we have an incredible cast, okay? And this is another factor that made me watch this drama, because Song Hye Kyo, Love This Woman, is the main character. She plays Moon Dong Eun, and massive shout out to her. Her performance was incredible. She was cold-blooded. She was smart. she was all everything, honestly.
There was so much rage.
Yes.
Inside this, like...
Yes. Yes, but what justified rage? You know, what justified a smartly done... Sometimes she kind of lost it, but, you know, I would also lose it from time to time.
I mean...
It's well justified.
She should have gone to a therapist. Can I just say?
She had the money. You either save money for your revenge or you save money for therapy. The two are very expensive. And then she had her priorities.
That's, yeah. Well, no. If you work towards something for like 18 years.
Yeah, priorities are priorities. Revenge over well-being, I suppose. You know? I mean... She was pretty successful at what she wanted to do. You know?
100% for sure.
Okay. So behind Moon Dong Eun, the role she played, which incredible, we have Lee Do Hyung. Love this man. I actually spoke about him last season, I believe, or the season before, about actors that they're gonna keep rising, and my boy did.
We spoke about him there.
Of course!
Look at us go.
Yes.
Taste.
So he plays Yoo Chung, and he is a doctor with several issues. I mean, he's amazing. Honestly, he's really good. But this has heavy psychological issues that are also well justified.
Yeah.
You know?
And he did go to a therapist.
He did. It just didn't work.
Yeah, not all issues are solved by therapists.
Yeah, I mean, other miracles cannot happen, right?
Sometimes revenge is the best therapy. What can you say?
Yeah, just help her. Help your crush with her revenge. That's the best way of form of therapy.
Okay, but he played this so well. I loved them together.
I loved that he was so enabled. He was enabling her behaviors and he was like, okay, I'll do it.
Yeah, but he was also so patient and he wasn't like...
pushy?
Yeah.
Yes.
Not at all whatsoever. He's like, I'm just going to be here for like years and send you a text when it's like, I don't know, raining or snowing just to, you know...
just let me know what you need. Still
waiting for you.
Yeah. Just let me know what you need. I'll get it done.
Also, he was like, that's the kind of support. Murder for her. Like,
that's the kind of rage we want. That's the kind of rage, the kind of support we want.
Relationship goals.
Yeah. In a very particular way, by the way. Okay.
Yeah. For this country, he's very handsome. Can I just say?
Oh, he's beautiful. Mm-hmm. He's beautiful. And if you see, like, the actor, I know I really like him, honestly. I'm not going to lie. Love this dude. He's really good. And he's one of those ones that really deserve the success. It's like he worked really hard for this. I was like, I'm so proud of you. Well done. Well done. Also, he got to play because, okay, let's talk a bit about Song Hye Kyo. I saw this TikTok a while ago, and this is very true. In dramas, well, specifically in the Korean industry, you have like these people that they have this certain status when it comes to acting. And a lot of them act just in movies. Or are very well known in the industry for their dramas, okay? Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, so, in the case of Song Hye Kyo, she's been in the industry for ages. Ages, ages, ages. And she's extremely well known. She's right now in a position that is quite high within the industry. And basically, having any role along with her is a bit of an honor for rookie actors, for new actors.
Well, yeah, of course.
Because this woman has an incredible career. She's already over 40 and she's still stunning, talented. She's still solid. Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. so mm-hmm. that's also amazing because from this, I'm sure he's gonna get a lot more roles, you know.
Oh, but yeah, also just name visibility.
Oh, 100%. And he was getting after Youth of May, he got a bit of the visibility. Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, but I think this specific role is gonna make him take off even more.
Nice.
Yes. Next up is Im Ji-jeon. She played Park Jo-jin. I didn't know her before this drama. But this woman, she can be horrible when she acts.
She's so evil. But evil. Like, in a good way.
Yes. It's like, you really hate her. No, I was like, she's insane. Like, genuinely insane.
It's like Cersei level from Game of Thrones.
Yeah. Yeah, but I think be even worse, you know?
Like, you hate how amazing she is, you know?
She is incredible.
It's also amazing to hate her.
Like, yes, it's like so the cathartic. emotions, the power of this woman, her expressions, you know? Mm-hmm. It's like she was pure evil.
Also, can I just say the casting for her younger version?
Yes, spot on.
Whoa.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes.
Amazing.
Yes, absolutely spot on. Everything about this woman was spiteful. I hated her with all my guts. However, Im Ji-jeon as an actress, oh my god. She was incredible. She pulled off a role that was really hard because to get to that level, everyone hates you, like, globally, mm-hmm. you know?
I hope she gets cast in, like, a rom-com after this to show her, like, soft side.
I really hope so, you know?
I hope she doesn't get typecast for forever, you know?
Yeah, no, but she had previously, I did an actress profile on her, and she has a couple of rom-coms as well with her, but it was fine. Mm-hmm. But I think she gained a lot of visibility, internationally at least, with The Glory. And, oh my god, it is insane. Her acting is incredible. The skill she has, it's just mind-blowing. I actually watched a bit of a variety show, and there was an EXO member, actually, and I was like, what? She studied in college in acting major with one of the EXO members.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so we had, like, this lovely school meeting in a show,
random and I was
like,
crossover, okay.
Random. Yes. So moving on, let's talk about Yoon Hye-ran, and she played Kang Hyung-nam.
I love
this
her.
This woman is basically the helper we all need for our revenge. She's smart, she is loyal, and honestly, she's got so much patience. You know,
I think she was such an interesting character because she was very strong.
Yes.
But she was also, like, very much stuck in this, like, abusive relationship.
She was.
And it's just... She did an amazing job. Like,
she did an amazing job, but she had clear goals. And I love that she had clear goals in her life.
Mm-hmm,
she basically was Dong-un's support. And she was like, you killed my husband, I'll help you with your revenge. Honestly, fair enough.
Friendship goals.
Yes. And throughout this drama, this woman, after she befriended, well, I don't know if that's a friendship or not.
Well, in the end, I feel like they're friends.
Yes. After she met Dong-un, she started to, you know, she learned how to drive. She even got, like, some photography skills. Honestly, she could be a spy as well. Mm-hmm. She could be anything at this stage. She pulled off a lot of things.
Look, they ate eggs together. So they basically have had brunch. And have you ever had brunch with people you don't like? No.
Mm.
So they're friends.
Yeah, I suppose.
Also, she got lipstick. So...
She got the out of that, but the growth of this character was insane. I think that this is one of the characters that had the most growth in the drama.
Mm-hmm.
Her character was so vulnerable and so depressing at the beginning. She wanted just to end the pain she was in. And after being and helping Dong-un, I think that her life started to have a new purpose, you know, and a new goal. And her goal was like getting her daughter out of the country, helping her with her revenge. And then at the end of the day, she just wanted to, you know, she could put up with anything, but she didn't want her daughter to put up with that.
Yeah.
So her clothes, her goal, and I just love the display and the passion that this character had. It was a very sad story. Mm-hmm. She was a victim of violence. And yeah, but I think her growth was incredible. You know?
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
We're going back to another despiceful character. We're talking about Park Sung-hoon and his character, Jeon Jae-jong. He was horrible. He was horrible. He's the man you never want to meet. You know?
Okay, but hear me out.
Tell me.
He was an asshole and a bully, but...
He was also a bit of a...
He was not one of the worst.
He was one of the worst, but the thing is that he was so in love with Jeon Jin. That he was an enabler, that he would do anything. I'm talking like he abused, like sexually, trigger warning, he abused sexually many of the victims of the bullying. He did that. He basically put money in for any or cover up.
Wait, no, that was the other dude. No?
I think two of them did.
Oh, never mind. I retract all my words. I thought that was the other dude.
Oh, no, the two of them did part of that. Did it. Both of them.
Gross.
Yes.
I retract my statement.
So, and he was just horrible. He was rich as well, and also he got away with everything because boy was loaded, okay? And he was absolute, I don't know if he was in love, obsessed, or just didn't know anything better with Jeon Jin.
I'm not sure if you could call that love.
Me neither, but they had a very weird relationship regardless.
Yeah, very unhealthy.
Yes, absolutely.
Hmm.
Now we go with one zaddy of this drama, and we're talking about Yoo Sung-il playing Ho Dae-young. I shipped him big time with Dong-un. I'm not gonna lie. I shipped him hard.
No. Like, okay, They had chemistry.
Their chemistry while playing this, what was the name of the game?
Oh. The Go game.
The Go, while playing Go. It was
insane. I still don't understand a single thing about that game.
I tried to aim my thing.
Something about houses.
You have to defend territories. That's how it works.
I suck at games anyway, so...
Well, yes,
they had chemistry.
Yes.
But
the tension.
Yeah, definitely tension. Amazing.
The tension.
He was also like, ooh, I feel it. But I was too much involved with the like Dong-un and Yoo-jung relationship.
Fair enough.
Because if they had had something, yeah. right? Doyoung and Dongun.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been so unhealthy and such an unhealthy start that I don't think it would have been great to have them get together until like after everything. And even then, she'd be the stepmom of this girl that is the daughter of her worst enemy that she got into prison. Like, that just didn't work for me.
I mean, if you put it that way, yes. If you put it that way, yes. However, I think that would have been amazing. Honestly, they would have just loved each other out of hating the same person. You know?
That would be an amazing spin-off, though. Like,
yes.
We follow the stepdaughter. She's like, my stepmom got my mom in prison. Uh-oh, what do I do?
Oh my god.
You know, the struggles of a teenager. Yo!
Therapy. That kid, it's going to straight to therapy when she grows old. Definitely.
Sure, yeah.
Yes, so his character also amazing. Amazing. He was kind of like called... he was...
Okay.
Kind of, yes.
But he was also ruthless.
He was ruthless because he had to be ruthless.
Yeah, he's like, I'm going to do everything to protect my family. And with that, he only means his daughter.
Yeah, because he gave Yeonjin the chance.
Yeah, she gave her. I feel like he gave her multiple chances.
Yes, and then she was like, "I'm not doing anything." So he was like, "Okay, ruin yourself. You're either going to ruin me, my business, or the daughter."
Cold.
Love him. Anyway, he's so another character that I absolutely loved. He at the end, he was a bit of a plot twist because he ended up also doing. I mean.
The Lord's work.
Yes.
If you could call it that.
Yeah. acting 10 out of 10. Okay.
Amazing.
Moving on. With another actress that left me absolutely shocked with her acting was Kim Hyora. And she performed, she was Isara. Honestly, this woman was crazy in the head. She was...
Crazy in the coconut. 100%.
She was absolutely crazy. She was an addict. From like a very early age, she was absolutely dependent on this. She's also an artist. And her acting was insane. And I think her acting was even more visible on the second part of The Glory.
It was... That church moment.
Yes, absolutely insane. These women, their expressions, everything. And what I cannot believe is that I haven't seen her before. And then I was checking, she's fairly new to the industry. She's fairly new. She's got, like, just a few dramas.
Mm.
So, amazing, amazing.
I hope we'll see her more. She's a very good, like
she's
you said,
very good. Yeah. I was very surprised when I saw that she's from the, I think she's from 89 or 90. So, she's in her 30s, and she started her career not long ago. So, that surprised me quite a bit.
There's no age to success.
Yes, but coming to the Korean industry itself, from what I've seen, obviously, for all the years me watching dramas, it's like normally they start very young, yeah, talking like 17, 18, when they're considered old when they're like 23, you know? So that's very impressive. Okay, she was also a bully, by the way. But within the bullies, she was... Yeah.
No, she was the one that had the curler for the first time, no?
Yes, yes, yes. But within the bullet, I think she was also, she let herself being manipulated a lot by Yeonjin. They had like this weird friendship going on.
Yes, but I think the next character was one of the most, like, just followers.
Yeah. She was 100% a follower, and she wanted to be there because one of the characters we're going to talk about and after, he was like the provider.
Yeah, but
the dealer.
Fair. But, like, Sara was also just, you know...
Yeah, but out of the bully scale, she's not on the first one.
Well, no, Yeonjin gets the first ladder.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then Jaejoon, and then Sara. And then the next two characters kind of are...
Yeah.
No, actually...
No, I would have put Myung-ol...
The dude is first.
Yeah. Yeah, so next up, this is an actress that I haven't seen before either. Her name is Cha Yu-young, and she played Cho Hye-chung. Yes, she was a very ambitious person, hence she decided to be friends with these people that were rich, even though she wasn't really well off. She was basically the the sexy friend that you need so you can get away with things, you know?
Yeah, I think she was just sleeping with a lot of rich dudes to get ahead in life, because I don't think she wanted to be like a stewardess
for
the rest of her life.
Exactly.
Also, I think being a stewardess was kind of helping her land like a rich husband.
Yeah, that was part of a marriage. About her, I have nothing a lot to say, because honestly, I think her character was always, I think that character stayed the same. I didn't see any growth or anything. She just wanted to, very selfish actually, she just wanted to get money. It didn't matter how it was.
Well, there was a little bit of growth with the eye drops.
Oh, towards the end, yeah, but that was pure revenge.
Yeah. But, you know, that's not what you do to get ahead in life, really.
Well, that is very true. Yeah, I suppose. But, yeah, this character, yeah, in the scale of, I think she will get the last in the pyramid of bullies.
Yeah, on the ladder of the bully scale, yeah.
Yes. Now talking about the last character that we were talking about, the main cast, basically, we're talking about Kim Gun-woo. He plays Song Myung-oh. Horrible man. That's it. Hate it.
Just, yeah, he's a bastard.
He's horrible. He's abusive. He is... Yeah, he's just abusive, horrible, a bully. He lives off people, you know? He's...
Yeah, he's a bit like a cockroach.
Yeah. It's a horrible character, no growth. He dies, though. He dies.
That's his growth. Yeah. He dies.
His death becomes a part of the plot. Afterwards.
Well, yeah.
So that's pretty much the girl to get with them. That's it. Okay, mm-hmm. There is not much to say about him. He basically will change alliances in a snap. As long as he got money out of it. So that was that character was horrible. Let's now talk about something that I found very interesting, and is about how the writer introduces each one of the characters. Okay, so I found this in Naver, thank you Naver, in NamuWiki, love that page. Anyways, in NamuWiki for The Glory, there is a description by the writer of all of the characters. So let's just talk like a couple of lines of each one of them, okay? So for Moondong, she was born as the daughter of a single mother and poor, okay? She lost her love and her spirit crumbled to powder. She had gone to die because the weather was good for her to die. But maybe it was the fog that saved Dong-un that day. Because she couldn't see an inch in front of her because the thick fog. The scarring on her arms and legs each in her damp clothes. So all of this little intro she of this character, it gives you sort of like the feeling or the description of that very decisive moment in this character, doing us when she's on the top of that building and she decides that she wants to jump off, but then she doesn't do it, and instead she covers herself with the snow because her scars were hurting.
I was thinking of like the water scene.
No, that this was in the snow.
Yeah. That was a very like heart-wrenching
moment. Oh, there is many heart-wrenching moments with her. Her background is,
I know,
super
but like
sad.
Yeah, it's just it when you're watching it, that is kind of the scene where you realize how deep that she's feeling, like how low that she's feeling.
Yeah, absolutely.
And also just like the makeup team for those scars, can I just say,
I don't know how long she was there, like, for the makeup. Imagine how long did it take.
Girl, I have no idea.
Hours,
but, like,
probably.
They
called for her. They probably said, like, at 4 a.m. just to do the makeup. Okay.
That's why they have so many scenes with, like, long sleeves, so they don't have to do the makeup.
Now we're talking about our boy, about Jo Jong. And then... he is his life is full of rampage, okay, because he's got a lot of anger after what happened to his father. So she describes him as he's been on a rampage all his life. a journey he didn't know it was a dead call outside. Keep in mind this is translation, so it might not be accurate. Mm. After a nightmarish incident, he was enduring a bitter winter, and after seeing the scars of Dong-un's arms, his journey is resolved, and he decides to become his hair sword dancer, not Dong-un's prince. You know, as...
Ooh, I love that. Shield. Love. Love. Because he was basically her knight.
Yes, exactly.
Mm.
What I like the best, like, nice. Of her description is that, so he decides to use his scalpel in his hand, a little...
Scalpel.
In his hand, a little differently. You know? And then, yes, our boy...
Oh, so good.
Yes, absolutely. So I just love these descriptions. I was like, oh my god, amazing.
Okay, yeah. Okay. The scene where he's playing Go with the other dude, you know, the Zanny. Yes. And he says this, like, you have to kill them with a knife so you can look them in the eyes or something. I was like, first of all, that's hot. Second of all, wrong with me.
Yeah. And then actually gonna talk amazing about scene. One more because they're all quite long. And then like, we don't want to make this episode an hour. And then the last is Yeonjin, because we all hate her. So when she was born, the world was already on her side, which was true. Even after committing horrible school violence, there was no need to make any effort to reflect the wrongdoing thanks to her parents and her distorted love for their children. That's how her life was the white knight. Perfect. But Yeonjin didn't know that while there is a white knight in the opposite hemisphere, you have to endure the time of the polar night. And that contrast is in comparison to Dong-un's polar night of those years. Mm-hmm. So that contrast, I was like, oh my god, amazing.
That's a beautiful imagery.
Yes, like yes, 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 yes. So with that, we're going to close this part. If you want to read the full art, just go and check the Namu Viki for the Glory. All those scriptures are there. Amazing poetry. Okay. Now let's move about the highlights of the show for me. Okay, now we spoke about the two characters. We spoke about the plot a bit. Now let's talk about the highlights. So for me, the first one was mm-hmm. the acting. There is no more to say. The acting was incredible. Song Hye-kyo's mm-hmm. acting... I think this is her best performance I've seen, and I've seen a lot of her dramas. I'll say a solid 90% of her dramas I've watched. And this was one of the best ones I've seen. Loved her. Absolutely loved her performance. In Ji-jeong, because no one can be as bad as her now. I feel like any other villain, I'm like, honey, you don't have that I hate you factor, you know? She was just so... she was so good at being bad, you know?
Yeah.
It was amazing.
No redeemable qualities.
Not at all. Not even one. Not even a good mother. Like, and then Kim Hyora, yeah, because amazing. Her acting was incredible. About the plot, the timeline was so well defined. We have like the school, the revenge planning, the execution, and then the end. And then the best plot part, I think that Song Yeon-ho's murder plot twist. And you know, at the end, that Im Ji-jeong wasn't the Ji-jeong, wasn't a Yeonjina. Yeonjin wasn't the murderer, but was the other girl, but she got involved. Amazing plot twist.
Oh, with the pencil.
Yes. Yes. No, not that specific.
No.
But you know that everyone thought that Yeonjin was the murderer because of the bottle. But at the end, the one that actually.
Oh, yes, yes, the girl in behind the mirror. Correct. Yes, yes.
Correct.
Honestly, well deserved.
Yes.
That was basically self-defense.
Yes. And then in this drama, we also get subplots. We have Kang Hyung-nam's revenge, Jo Jae-jun's revenge. Everyone is searching for revenge in this drama. Okay.
I think it's interesting how Dong-un's character kind of attracts people who've been, like, wronged in some way and don't have, like, courage to stand up for themselves. Yeah. Because there was the guy at the, like, school that she was working yeah. at with, you know, he told her about, like, the photos and stuff. And then there was, what was her name? Hyun-nam's character with her husband. And then at the end,
yeah,
can We can talk.
Give spoilers. Right, yeah. Fine.
At the end, the mother of Yojong is coming.
Yeah.
To be like, you know, save my son, basically.
Yeah.
So I was like, girl.
Amazing.
This is like Taxi Driver. We've spoken about
Taxi Driver. Yes, we spoke about Taxi Driver.
Right, yeah. It's like that, revenge plot, but like different.
Yeah. Yeah, it was really good. Another thing that I want to mention is the cinematography and direction, because I love the director's view, because then it was a lot of natural lighting. There was, because it's a revenge drama, you have like the cold feeling throughout the other all the scenes, very cold, very sterile kind of thingy. Beautiful. And then all the settings are quite dark as well. So I found that quite interesting as well. A lot of the sceneries were like quite dark, like Dong-un's apartment. It was like fully covered in pictures, super dark.
Yeah, it was dark, but still well lit.
Exactly.
It's not like
Game of Thrones,
Battle of the Bastards. Yes. Yeah, where you can't see anything, exactly. And you're just like looking at a black screen, being like, I hear voices, but I don't see them.
Yeah. You know? And the last topic I want to talk about is the sensitive topics touched on this drama. I was talking about the school bullying as we spoke, and it was based on a real case from 2016. If you want to know more about this very sad case, just Google it. It's out there. It's very graphic and it's very sad.
The girl who was like the victim of the real life like curling iron thing. She went on a talk show.
Oh wow.
Which is all good and well, but what I don't like is that they made her
show
her scars. I just thought that was so distasteful.
That is horrible.
Like,
that is,
I have a bit of respect, you know?
But that's another incident. So if you want to know more about this, just Google it. It's out there, very sad, honestly. We also have a bit of the imbalance with rich and poor and how... the hyper-competitive society and how people that are well-off get away with things, which is also that happens in every society, to be honest.
Well, yes.
We also have toxic parenting with Dong-un's mother. She was an alcoholic. She had a massive abuse of power whenever she was a minor. And overall, her personality was horrible. She was a horrible human being.
I thought that was such an interesting parallel. Yes. Because Dong-un's mother was very, like, hands-off, you do everything yourself, right? But then Yeonjin's mother was very, like, helicopter parenting.
Yeah.
Like, micromanaging everything. So we had, like...
The contrast.
The contrast in that. But then at the end, both of the mothers betray their daughters.
Yeah, but I saw that coming. Like, the mothers were looking for themselves at the end, you know?
Yeah, which, honestly, is kind of sad.
Yeah, you know. well, and the last toxic parenting is like Park Yoon-jin's mother and her obsession with shaman's rituals. This woman spent so much money in shamans. She was absolutely obsessed. So, and last topic I want to talk that there's sensitive topics touched on this drama is the addiction. Izara had a like heavy addiction to drugs, and her parents just cover up all her problems through the church they were leading, also that she was an artist, so they were also covering up a lot of like corruption with that. So it was, it is a lot. So if you're going to watch The Glory, keep in mind there is a lot of sensitive topics.
There's a lot of trigger warnings.
Very graphic drama. However, if you're in for an incredible piece of acting, this drama it is for you, because honestly, it's one of the best pieces I've seen in a while. All of it.
Oh. Another sensitive topic is like rape, attempted rape, sexual abuse, like all that.
Yes,
kind of stuff
that too. Yes, that's another topic that they touch in that. Yeah, with that, we're gonna wrap up because we're almost an hour in, even though we didn't want to. We wanna wrap up The Glory. The Glory is available on Netflix, and if you want, we already give you a lot of spoilers, but our spoiler free review is on thecameo.com. So that was it for this episode, the first episode of the sixth season of What a K-Drama. We will see you next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.